You're listening to the Gospel Project for Adults Weekly Leader Training, helping you guide your group through its study of the storyline of Scripture. Hey there, thanks for joining us for the Weekly Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Adults. I'm Aaron Armstrong, and with me is Daniel Davis. Today we are talking about Unit 24, Session 3, Jesus Walks on Water. So Daniel, how about you kick us off by breaking down what this session is all about?
When Jesus walked on water, because there's more than just the summary of the title, when Jesus walked on water, he was demonstrating for his disciples and for us by extension that he has power over nature, and therefore he is worthy of our faith, he's worthy of our worship, because he is the powerful Son of God. That's what's kind of wrapped up in that event of walking on water to his disciples.
So what would you say is the most important takeaway from this session? So we know he walked on water. We know he was demonstrating his power. We know that this was another one of those moments where his disciples got to see that he was something more than just a teacher or a human, or even just simply a human being.
Yeah, it's definitely more than human, that he is the divine, all-powerful Son of God. He is worthy of our obedience. He's worthy of our trust. He's worthy of our worship. Over and over again, the New Testament scriptures reveal the divinity of Jesus based on the foundation of the Old Testament scriptures. So, case in point with this session, Job 9:8 says that God alone treads on the waves of the sea. And then, lo and behold, Jesus comes along walking to his disciples on the waves. So, scripture is clear that Jesus is God, and the scriptures testify to this truth over and over again. But as soon as I say that, somebody's going to think, well, what about Peter? And perhaps we should point out, just to be clear, Peter's not God, as demonstrated by his failure to remain on top of the waves, looking around, seeing his circumstances, taking his eyes off Jesus, he begins to sink. He was able to walk on water only as long as he kept his eyes on the one who is God. So take away from the story, from this miracle, this very true miracle in the Bible, is that Jesus is the divine Son of God. He is God, worthy of our worship, worthy of our praise.
That really leads into our challenge for this session. I mean, you think about how often we are tempted to focus on Peter in this story, either positively or negatively. For a lot of people in the early mid 2000s, there was a lot of really bad teaching that was going around in certain circles about Peter, and the suggestion that when Jesus said, "Why did you doubt?" that, you know, Peter was doubting himself. That's not what he was doing. And that's why I appreciate you calling out the fact that he started to sink when he stopped looking toward Jesus. And that is definitely the thing that is the point. When Jesus talks about faith, he's not talking about the degree to which you have faith. He's always continually talking about the object of our faith, which is himself.
Yeah, so the knowing that Jesus's divinity is on display, the challenge comes in and not focusing too much on Peter. As you said, Peter's initial boldness and faith, they're important elements to discuss. Scripture records them. They're there. They mean something. They have implications for us. We ought to discuss those things, as are his subsequent wrong and right moves, as we talk about in the session, that he took his eyes off Jesus, and then realizing he took his eyes off Jesus, he put them right back on and calls out to Jesus to save me. Those are good things to talk about. But we may be prone to camp out too long, too much on Peter's part in the miracle, because it's one of those things that easily lends itself to personal application. These are valid points to examine and discuss, but if we run roughshod over the intent of the miracle to reveal Jesus' divinity, then we've done a disservice to our Lord and to our group, who needs to see the scriptures taught as they were intended to be read. This miracle concludes with the disciples recognizing that Jesus is the Son of God and worthy of worship. So this too should be our aim in teaching this miracle. We need to address Peter, but don't linger there. Make sure you're getting to the clear truth of Scripture that Jesus is the powerful Son of God.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is an encouragement that we would have for leaders in this?
I don't think this is doing it, but at the kind of risk of breaking my own advice just then, I think it is worthwhile to for leaders to examine and consider Jesus' example of prayer in Matthew 14:23. Again, we don't want to run roughshod over the fact that Jesus takes time to be alone and to pray. And this precedes his walking on water. Jesus sought out times to be alone with the Heavenly Father. And if this was important to him, it should be doubly so for us. Jesus had a perfect relationship with the Father, and he kept that perfect relationship through prayer, through times of solitary prayer. We ought to be very mindful, and for myself personally, I don't do this nearly enough. For myself personally, I know I need to be taking time to practice prayer. And all teachers, all group members, we need to be taking time to pray and to commune with our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus, following Jesus' example, because it's important for us to be in communion with the Father.
You know, Daniel, I think that is a really good point. I would say one of the things that would be very helpful as well to spend some time with, meditate on, is actually the quote that comes from John Newton in the Voices from Church History segment in point three, which in your leader guide, you're going to find on page 145. So here's what that says. Trials, therefore, are medicines which our gracious and wise physician prescribes because we need them, and he proportions the frequency and the weight of them to what the case requires. But any or all of these crosses are mercies if the Lord works by them to prevent us from cleaving to the world, from backsliding in heart or life, and to keep us nearer to himself. Let us trust our physician, and he will surely do us good. Why I think it's valuable to this is because we're largely not going to be in a situation where we are being challenged to walk literally on water. But we are all in these situations where we are dealing with trials and difficulties in our circumstances. I mean, Lord willing, by the time that you are getting to this session in your studies as a group, you may actually be starting to meet together again in person, which would be an amazing thing. But you know, there's a lot that has to be done in figuring out what everything we do looks like together, and this whole situation with social distancing and the coronavirus, that has definitely taken a toll on a lot of people. And so what it's a good reminder of is that if Jesus is the object of our faith, if our hope and trust is in him only, then we can bear these trials, because he is going to work through them for our good. So, Daniel, I think this is probably a good place for us to wrap up for today. So thanks for chatting about this session. And thank you for listening to this week's Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Adults. For more resources to help you guide your group through this session, please visit gospelproject.com.